Hello everyone, this is Vil. I'm reporting from Stephen Langton Lecture Theatre in Lincoln University. I hope everyone is feeling okay. And today I'm joined by Chris. I'm here to interview him. How are you feeling, Chris?
Thank you. First of all, it's great to be here. I'm feeling great today. Thank you.
Very good. So I've got a few questions for you. The first one, what are your first impressions of Lincoln, the university, everything surrounding your experiences so far?
Well, I'm really surprised. I was really surprised when I first came here about the real sense of community that's present in the university. Everyone's really helpful. Everyone's very happy to help and really enthusiastic about everything they do as well. I do have a little bit of experience to do with Lincoln University. My sister came here, studied drama. We came up and visited sometimes, and it blew me away whenever I came to visit. And then, you know, open days, offer holder days, I've just been completely blown away with the facilities, the staff, the people around, and yeah, overall, it's just a really great community.
That's amazing. And what about Lincoln as a city, so not specifically the university? How have you found going around, the views, the landscape? How have you found that?
I really like the perfect mix between modernity and tradition. You know, one minute you could be going around the beautiful modern campus, and then a short walk later and you're looking at houses with deep Tudor roots, and you know, you walk up steep hill and you see the beautiful cathedral, the castle, and all the history associated with that, and like I mentioned, all the Tudor houses and everything up there. There's a really great mix of that. And I really feel like there's something for everyone here. You know, you can be a traditionalist, you can be a modernist. There is something for everyone. And thankfully, it's not too spread out too.
What are your dreams in the future?
I want to teach.
Anything specific?
Yeah, chemistry. And I know that it's a bit vague. I'm not quite sure what level I want to teach at yet, but I just really like, I really like working with people younger than myself and trying to inspire the next generation. And like I said, I'm not quite sure what level I want to do that at yet. Hopefully while I'm studying, I'll be able to find that out within myself and maybe, you know, specialise and go into other things. But I really like the idea of inspiring the next generation to be something great, and I think that I have the ability to do that.
Hello, I'm here with Nana, and today we are in the Stephen Langton building, and I'm asking them what their favourite thing is about Lincoln and their first impressions.
Hi. My first impression of Lincoln, I thought it was quite small, to be honest. But then I just started looking around and it just seemed really interesting and cosy. And after that, it was like home. Yeah, really like home. I just felt comfortable. I was like, I need to be here. It seems just right, really, truly.
That's really interesting, Nana. What do you want to do and be in the future?
That's really interesting. You stumped me there. I think my biggest plan right now, my biggest dream, is to become Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Why? To make it easier for everyone. Imagine me, an immigrant, becoming the first black and female Prime Minister of this country. Wow. Revolutionary. And then my very, obviously, liberal way of thinking would help make this country better.
Hi, everyone. My name is Oliver.
I'm Alfie.
And today we're sat on top of the Swan Pub in Lincoln, and we're interviewing our good friend Ellie. Say hi, Ellie.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. So we've got some questions to ask you today.
Yeah.
So what were your first impressions of Lincoln as a city and as a university?
I thought that it was a really nice city. There's a lot to do and it's all very close together, so you don't have to be walking for like half an hour to get from one place to the other. And the university is just beautiful. When you drive up, you see the canal and all the nice buildings and stuff, and it's just a very scenic place. Is that a word?
Yeah, that is a word.
Perfect, then it's that.
I just thought I'd ask you a little follow-up question. You were saying that you thought it was like a nice city. That's past tense. Is that like a Freudian slip or...?
No, that was because I was thinking back to when I first came here in October.
What is your aspiration in life? What is your big dream?
I would just love to be in the media industry. So I've been writing 2 books at the moment. I've been producing like just media forever. It's always been a very big interest of mine, which is why I'm taking journalism as a degree to try and further that. Because after I finish this degree, with it, I get the qualification that I need to be a journalist, which a lot of unis don't do. So that's a plus for Lincoln.
So, Izzy, how have you found your experience at the University of Lincoln so far?
I've really enjoyed it so far. So today we've done all sorts of things and listened to all sorts of people, and I've explored the city and I've really, really enjoyed it. It's been a really good time so far and I'm looking forward to seeing what else.
What are your future goals? What are your plans looking like for the next few years and obviously further on?
So I really love working in broadcasting and especially radio production. So I'd be looking into going more into that kind of area, and I feel my degree will help me achieve that goal.
My name is Millie, and today I am here with the amazing Cara. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing really good, thank you.
Good. We are currently in the Alfred Tennyson building. We are in a lecture room. We are surrounded by chairs and, yeah, just very educational space. What are your first impressions of Lincoln, the university, the city?
So my first impressions is, I mean, it's a beautiful location. I guess that's fair to start with. We've had a walk around the city, which was really enjoyable. And as far as the scenic side of things goes, I know that this is going to be an amazing place to study. On the more academic side, from what I've seen in engaging with the lecturers, is that there is so much support available, and I really do feel as though these individuals are rooting for you.
Do you think that university is going to change your current perspective on education in terms of your independence and, you know, kind of just self-development, I suppose?
Well, yes, I think as far as self-development goes, university is a wonderful opportunity for people to really discover more of who they are external to the pressures of a school system. So that's one of the things I'm very much looking forward to at university. It's engaging with the independent study. It's finding other individuals who have the same passions, who have the same interests as me, and sort of developing my academic interests as well as personal interests with so many different things going on in the city. I know that there's plenty of opportunity to explore personal interests as well as professional interests.
So I know that you are coming to the University of Lincoln to study a degree in journalism. So this is the ultimate hard, difficult question. But what are your dreams and aspirations for the future, and how do you think Lincoln is going to help you get there?
I think as far as aspirations go, I want to be a positive influence. And I know that in journalism, obviously there's a lot of debate within the media as to what positive influence might look like, certainly with misinformation going around. To be able to connect people's journeys to those who are still trying to find theirs is something that I'm really looking forward to do, to explore people's passions and connect those individuals with opportunities within the media to be able to find their feet and find their voice there. I guess, in short, it would be to become a force for good in however many ways I can.
So, hi Millie, how are you feeling?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm all right, thanks. It's great to see you. So, my first question for you is in regards to the university. What are your first impressions of the university? How have you found this week so far?
So far, I have absolutely loved it. I think the amount of support that we as prospective students have been offered is just like phenomenal. I think there's always someone wearing, you know, the bright purple t-shirts that we can ask for help, so they're easily recognisable. I think the location of the university is absolutely stunning, with the water so close by and the university just all around it. I think it's just such a nice little community, and I just feel so welcomed already.
And in regards to the neighbouring city, of course Lincoln's right smack bang in the middle, I think. So what are you most excited about in regards to exploring the city and exploring the campus further once you've been accepted here, which you will surely be?
So one of the first things that really caught my eye when I was looking at Lincoln was the cathedral. I think it's just such a stunning piece of architecture, and I would be so interested in learning about the history of the town and how the cathedral was built and all the interesting facts and stuff around that. I just think would be great to learn about.
Wonderful. All right. And there's absolutely going to be so many chances. Give it a few more weeks where you can come back here and explore the whole place. What are your dreams? What are your aspirations in regards to your time here at Lincoln and all your adventures afterwards?
So I am a huge, huge motorsport fan, and I absolutely love, I'm a huge fan of, or the topic of, women within motorsport and kind of entering such a male dominated industry. So the degree I'm going to be studying here at Lincoln is sports journalism, which was heavily influenced by my interests. And I just think, I mean, I would love to work in Formula One, that is the end goal. And I think that Lincoln's going to give me the opportunities not only to do that, but also to grow my confidence. I can always already feel it growing. And just, I think I'm going to get so many opportunities and chances to work with different people, discuss my interests, and who knows, we'll see. We'll see where it takes me.
Brilliant. And I'm sure it'll take you one day to that Formula One place. I'll see you reporting on it soon enough.
Hiya. Today we're in the Steven building with a dear friend, Ella. They will be telling us about many things today, but the first question I have for them is, what were your first impressions of the University of Lincoln?
My first impressions of the University of Lincoln was that, like, it was really right for me. I mean, it was close enough to a really nice town, and I love the modern and older elements of the city that are combined together.
What's your biggest dream? What do you want to do or be in the near future, hopefully?
I would love to be a writer, someone like Stephen King. I think that horror is the way into the soul.
Gorgeous.
Hi, I'm Ellie and I'm here with Oliver and Alfie. We're here for the Wellbeing Weekend. How have you found Lincoln so far?
It's been good. The weather's been a bit poor, I would say.
Yeah, we can hear the rain in the background.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm speaking quite loudly because I am conscious of the rain in the place that we were told would be kind of quiet and sheltered from the weather.
And how about you, Oliver?
I've actually really enjoyed it. Considering I've only been to the campus once before, it's been really nice to have a deep dive into the city of Lincoln and to look at the atmosphere and see its like culture and see how many, like, just look at good social spaces.
I agree. So another question, what is your biggest dream, so you like either to do or to be?
Well, I always wanted to be like interviewed. Yeah. A uni. I always thought that would be cool. So if that would happen,
perfect.
Yeah,
it's done now. You've completed uni. Yeah. You don't have to come back now. What about you, Oliver?
So my biggest dream is to become a veterinarian. Yeah. It's something I've always wanted to be. So I am come to study at Lincoln to do bioveterinary science to allow me to have access to do the course.
I thought you were going to say get Taylor Swift tickets, but I mean, that works as well. I mean, the veterinary science is maybe a bit more important.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Siren FM 107.3. I'm Chris, I'm currently sitting in the Stephen Langton building interviewing Vil. How are you, Vil?
Very good, thank you, very good.
That's good to hear. So, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions today about your first experiences of Lincoln, your first impressions of the university and the city as well.
Yeah, it's been amazing so far. You know, I've been to previous open days. Everyone is very kind, very welcoming, and especially the city is beautiful. You know, the cathedral is a really amazing place to study in, to live in, and especially the university. It's been amazing to experience a different way of studying, a different way of life, especially, you know, starting this new journey.
Yeah, great. So the other question I wanted to ask you was about your kind of where you see yourself, your future after Lincoln, or whatever path life might take, and kind of your dreams and aspirations for the future.
You know, I'm doing creative writing, so that's definitely something I want to do in the future. Whether that's a professional author, you know, that's always been my dream, to write books, to sell them. But also there's a lot of other avenues you can go down, especially through journalism, through writing articles. Copywriting is another big thing I've been exploring recently, but definitely something to do with writing, and you know, the freedom that comes with that, from being able to work in remote places, not having to go into work all day. It's amazing.
And are there any specific styles or genres that you tend to focus on?
Yeah, definitely. So mystery, crime, dystopia. In terms of fiction books, that's something that I love to write, and I definitely want to focus on that throughout university, but also explore other genres to expand my knowledge.